From a room next to my bathroom in my basement, this is My Worst Holiday, a podcast about your worst date, your worst funeral, your worst wedding, your worst bachelor party, bachelorette party, or any funny story that is funny after the fact. Today we have a very special guest from the Tetrabyte podcast. This is Carl Weick. Carl, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
I'll call you Weick because we're like bonded. We do not remember.
Well, that's what I was called in high school. That was my, and then I made a whole series of really bad jokes in high school that were just, you know, I don't know. It was just, they were funny and they were just giving me a hard time. They're like, you know what? We're going to take away your W. This is your last straw. You don't want to be just a K. So we're going to call you Ike until you re-earn the W.
Is that right? So would people say, hey, do you like this?
I say, are you ready for the weekend?
Oh, yeah, the weekend. There you go. All right, yeah.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Exactly, yes.
Patent pending.
My family doesn't like it. My wife and my kids absolutely hate it when I say stuff like that, so yeah. I don't say it very often.
That's a hit by lover boy.
You know, as with a last name Roach, I don't really feel that much pity for you.
Yeah, Jay's last name is Roach.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, I guess, the game Witcher 3, well, they Roach they, is a very famous.
I love Witcher 3. That's it, the podcast about Witcher 3, because it is such a great game.
Well, they changed his last name. It used to be Cocksucker, so I think this is an upset.
It was Fitzgerald.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Can't live till you've gone through it with a name like Cocksucker.
Well, the military wouldn't accept you, so that's
I probably couldn't make it in the NFL either.
Yeah, I wasn't transgender, Jake.
Look
Cocksucker.
At that Cocksucker.
There you go. They'd have to fire every commentator they had.
Next.
Can't we just change his name? All right, how about Roach? Sounds good.
Just imagine the way that they'd be drawing on the screens, on the monitors with their little digital pens. Like the route he's taking in, then he cups around, and then he cups around, and then all of a sudden you have, you know.
Look at how he cups the
like
ball.
Well,
he really took a shot there.
You would have to be a quarterback in order to be cupping balls, though.
Yeah. Well, hey, tell us a little bit about your podcast. Plug yourself a little bit and give us a little info. What do you got going on?
Okay, so Tetrabyte Podcast, we lately have started going into the interviewing process, talking to people, which on one of our more recent episodes, I talked to actually a family member, but she's a veterinarian, so she's, you know, done something really very well for herself. And then before that, I was talking to my boss, and so I'm trying to move up the pace, and I've got another guest lined up here shortly, which actually coming up soon on my own podcast, I'll have you on with us as well.
Oh.
So we're pretty excited about that. Right? Yeah, I mean, am I overstepping? Or
No, absolutely. I'd love to be on your podcast.
So what you're saying is you have a ketamine source.
Just kitty Xanax, nothing other than that, though.
You know what they're finding... So, use for ketamine now, now that it's on my head, is a cure for depression. Neil Brennan, Dave Chappelle's writer,
really
goes and gets ketamine treatments because he was like manic depressed, and then
now with ketamine he's not depressed anymore.
No, he trips balls for 4 hours and he's good to go for
no,
a while.
He feels so much better.
Oh my god, that's just an addiction, really. But I mean, I wonder if they're doing something like microdosing, because you can even use like psilocybin for microdosing, and people swear by that. So I wonder if ketamine, if you just do like a little.
We just talked about ayahuasca earlier.
Hey, we're doing Facebook Live here, so I'm going to do a shout-out. There's Jessica Hoon Eckert. She's one of our favorite podcasters. She's from The Grave Truth.
When's that new episode coming out?
Yeah, Jessica, put out the new episode, damn it.
I want to hear Maude's gay trucker voice. Anyway,
so,
back to you.
On Tetrabyte Podcast, we've we talk about a whole range of things, whether it's political or gun control or the latest thing that's happened with Jupiter, Saturn, or anything in space or whatever. So we talk about a whole bunch of different topics. So we aim to be amateurs that are learning along with everybody else. And so the way that I find that you can learn the best from people is by interviewing and having a conversation with them, and you learn from being social. And that's kind of the way that we've been taking it. So Weber, my co-host, and I have been kind of going through this journey. We've got 17 episodes now, which is, we're still just starting out, but we're doing pretty good considering we're in like the top 200 out of all podcasts on some days.
Oh,
and
very nice.
In our category on iTunes in like the top 40 for social and culture. So that's not bad, I guess.
Wow.
No,
wow,
that's,
well, we're in the bottom 200.
Exactly. I'd like to thank our fan for joining in. Hey, we love you. And, This will be like our 25th episode. We're actually celebrating a 1-year anniversary as of the 11th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at us. Go us.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. People have been listening to our bullshit. Well, a person's been listening to our bullshit for a year.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we have a fan for each podcast.
Well, I'm sure that whenever you have somebody on with you for a podcaster, then I'm sure they listen to at least a few of your episodes and kind of consider you forward. I subscribed.
You would think.
It's a certain thing to do.
You would think, Wyke. You'd think. But no.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, we're sort of all over the place, too. And with bringing in people with other stories and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a set format.
You can't really pigeonhole a subject. I mean, we've talked everything from Bigfoots to cats to, that was just the last podcast.
To elbow deep. Don't listen to that one, Wyke.
Meth.
Don't listen to that one.
Meth, strange sex tales, divorce.
Divorce, yeah, yeah.
Divorce, going to Vegas and having your heart ripped out. That was a good one. Oh, that was all me.
Yeah, that was you, Jake.
That was one of our better podcasts, too.
That was nice, yeah. So Wyke, you got a
just listed were all your memories.
Pain is funny. No, not
yeah.
all of them.
Yeah, no, I'm happy. I've got it going pretty good. Yeah,
I'm happy too.
Now, after the ketamine,
just the ketamine that's making you happy.
Once the ketamine kicked in.
Hey, Chris Osborne's watching us. Hey, Chris. So Wyke, you got a story about Amsterdam.
Well, okay, so it's kind of a that's where the story kind of ends up going, but it starts off with my wife and I get married.
Let's start
right,
from
so
the
we
beginning.
Get married and we say our vows and everything. We go to home and we where's a hotel? I don't really rightly remember. Drank a lot, was very active.
Attaboy.
So we ended up kind of partying it up, of course, after the wedding, and then we get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning to go to the airport. Because we were on a buddy pass to fly out of the country to land eventually in Amsterdam and then fly out of Zurich, Switzerland. So we have kind of a journey going on, right?
That's
Switzerland's a lovely country. I've been there.
I've never been. I've been to Mexico. I've never really been. That's the furthest I've ever been.
Way nicer.
Yeah.
I've been to Mexico once, even though I live in San Antonio, Texas. I've been to Mexico once.
Oh, yeah? Did you see a bunch of Brazilian ladies in bikinis in Switzerland?
You didn't in Mexico either. You saw yes. Mexican ladies. Or large white women.
It's a bunch of like, tall blondes in Switzerland.
In my mind, for my fantasy, I'm going to say they're Brazilian.
Okay.
All right.
I'd rather see tall blondes.
Gotcha. They were visiting on vacation. They were on a tour. And they were at all the museums. Oh, just Brazilians everywhere.
The end.
So
we get to the airport. It's like 4:30 in the morning, and with the buddy pass, my wife's uncle had retired with United Airlines. The buddy pass means that you get to fly in business or first class, whichever is available, for free, and you just pay tax. I had never had any experience like that, but you must find a flight where you can squeeze into. So if somebody buys a ticket the last second, you're bumped out.
I'm familiar with it. I flew Southwest.
Oh.
I got herded in like cattle.
I've flown Southwest many, many times.
They actually use prods, I think, don't they? Like kettle prods.
You know what? I don't give a shit because I get off the plane and I'm somewhere else.
There you go. I'm not here.
You didn't have to drive yourself.
Yes.
or take an entire day just to drive there. Just like driving out of Texas. It's a 6-hour ordeal if you need to get out of Texas. And that's if you're speeding. So
Yeah, and I like to talk. So I'll talk to strangers. Whether they want to or not, they're going to talk to me if the gorgeous black woman next to me from New York, she was talking to me.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. She was a talker too, so it was nice.
You didn't follow Rick Springfield's advice?
Then she said those magic words, I have twins.
Oh!
You went from a 10 to a 6. Wait, twins. A 2.
Just because of twins.
Yes. Those aren't the twins I'm interested in.
that's pretty funny.
So
what I do.
So we end up being at the airport from 4:30 in the morning, and then we don't actually fly out for, I believe it's like 12 to 15 hours. I'm not sure. It felt like an eternity. And we got passed up on 3 or 4 flights. It was like the 3rd or 4th or maybe the 5th where we actually flew out. There was just all these different ones, and we ended up running from one. It was the second to last one that we were canceled on. We ended up running to another terminal, and we're like, hey, can you let us in? They're like, yeah, actually we can. Come on in. Here you go. You can come sit here. And she starts showing me where to sit. And you're sitting in like in a booth which like its own private TV and like a curtain and this other stuff. And it was really very extravagant. And my wife kind of turns and looks at me and says, okay, you can watch whatever you want to watch, but I'm probably going to fall asleep.
Oh, sounds exciting.
She does. And then I don't. I don't fall asleep for the entire trip. Like, I was awake when we landed in Amsterdam. I was awake for like 36 hours.
That's horrible. Oh, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a horrible idea.
Bad idea.
Did you take ketamine?
I microdosed it.
I found the name of this episode.
So it was pretty cool. I got to watch a couple of movies that were somewhat entertaining. Of course, they're free in-flight movies, and they feed you and everything. But so when we land, I'm kind of the map person. I can read a map and I can figure out where we're at, just almost by sneezing. It's just so easy and I can just straightforward do it. And we land and we get from the airport to the trains and the train to actually into Amsterdam. And we start walking from the train section and we're trying to find the hotel. And we've got the address. And my wife is saying, oh, it's this way. And I'm like, no, it's that way. We're standing here on the map. This is exactly where we're at. We need to go that way. And so we get into this big, blown up, exhausting fight in the streets of Amsterdam, which was, looking back at it, like highly entertaining. But
for everybody,
married life's awesome. Married life's awesome. You started out with a bang.
And we hit the ground running.
We weren't like actually mad at each other. Like we were just frustrated. Like we're in a country. So we're those stereotypical Americans, just talking in American loudly at each other.
Yeah, exactly.
On the corner street with a map.
Like the rest of the world would expect us to do. Oh, heavy seas watching us. What's up, bitches? But yeah, like the rest of the world would expect us to do.
Exactly. Yeah. At least we weren't like scarfing down food and like talking like this or nothing.
like Richard Nixon.
Where's my skull? I thought they said they had that marijuana around here some places.
Okay. So she ends up saying, "Look, if." I told her, I was like, look, if I'm wrong, you can never trust my directions ever again, and I'll be fine with it, and I'll let you pick the directions.
That's a lie. That's a fucking lie. It's a trap. It's a trap, Carl. It's a trap.
It was my trap, I said. Okay. I knew I was correct. So I ended up walking us directly up to the door. Like without a shadow of a doubt, I walked us directly there. She had a full, shitty night sleep of, 6 hours or something like that on the plane. And, I was... a awake and like delirious, feeling numb and really very trashed from the whole ordeal. But it was just so that was like the biggest and best thing. You land in Amsterdam, and then I get proven right for the directions. And then we ended up sleeping for like 6 hours just at the hotel and wasted almost an entire day at Amsterdam there. It was pretty entertaining. But that was, I mean, just going through that ordeal of landing, talking and figure out where we needed to go, and then pulling up there at the end of the adventure, which is only the very beginning of our honeymoon adventure, and being 100% right, which was good vindication.
There you go. That's the way to do it. I was going to say, is that the beginning of what you don't remember about Amsterdam? Or
Well, yeah, you know, we did go to a shop, you know. That was interesting. I kept on, like, hiding it, like, in my pocket and, like, trying to not let people see it because, you know, being around here, you're just...
Yeah.
When in Amsterdam, you do the illegal Amsterdam.
Like, instincts start kicking in. Like, I don't want people to see this.
Exactly. Hey, where's the weed and the hookers? Honey, are you up for this?
Sir, you've come to Amsterdam and we don't see weed on you. We have a problem with
exactly.
This.
Exactly. Did anybody issue him his bag? Did anybody give him his bag?
Did you not read our brochure exactly. on what you're supposed to do?
Spracking the weed?
I mean, come on.
So who
goes to Amsterdam for the sights?
That next day is when we're... What was that?
Who goes to Amsterdam for the sights? Big Nordic women and beautiful countryside.
Okay.
Give me an eight.
We did actually do sightseeing because Amsterdam does have like a cathedral, a very beautiful cathedral. They have a couple of museums, and we went to the shop first, and my wife was like, "You promised, so we're going." So we go and do a tour.
Did you ever see the cathedral? Hi, man.
Was it a three-hour tour?
It was terrible. Like, everything was freaking me out. It was the worst, I gotta say.
You're in a cathedral high. God's gonna get me, man.
You're freaking me out, man.
God's gonna fucking get me.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It was really devastating. So, we did the tour all across there, and then we ended up, and then from there it really turns into like the best holiday ever because it, you know, we had that.
Whoa! Hold on here. It's the worst holiday ever. Wasn't there a tagline I used earlier? Or something?
Amsterdam,
I think.
It's gotta be
oh yeah, it's got to be great ever. Then. I've got no fucking choice. All right, go on.
But it was. I mean, the way that it started was just. It was highly dramatic and very impactful.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
So did you get the, really,
I wouldn't say the worst because I don't like to ever quantify things as the best or the worst because then you're limiting yourself. There's so much more in life that we have that we can still live. So there's a whole lot of more opportunity for me to have the worst or best of anything.
I subscribe to his philosophies.
What's that?
I subscribe to your philosophies.
Don't get too high. Don't get too low.
I've got quite a few of them.
Drive to get higher.
So did you get the edibles or did you just go with the straight up smoking it?
Oh, just a big old, just giant joint. It was amazing.
Edibles is the way to go, man. Trust me.
Oh heck no, man! You want to get sick? I mean, it's not something that I do normally. So it was just that we were there, and so. It was like a try it kind of thing because it was legal and approved, and so we did. And way too much. Like I should have said, you know what? I don't normally do this. And they go, oh, here's the one that we give to little baby children. Here you go.
Here's the bunny slopes.
I did that in Vegas and got divorced because of it.
We call this one Kitty Trail. It's
yeah. I'll take the black diamond, please.
One order a giggle pot.
I want the baby aspirin. Do you have the baby aspirin? Yeah,
the baby aspirin. There you go.
Here's a bag of basil. Good luck.
Here's your oregano, sir.
Yeah. Very fragrant, but you don't get high with it.
Your banana peel, sir. Yeah.
So little known fact, did you know that Roman soldiers used to smoke and chew and even dip catnip, what we consider catnip, the plant, back in when Rome was, you know, fighting like Caesar and all those, they have their Spartans and everything. So they would actually smoke it because it would give them quote unquote vigor. It would wake them up and make them ready for battle.
Huh.
I do have catnip at home.
Is that...
As Earl Campbell said, just a pinch is all it takes.
Yeah, just a pinch between the cheek and gum. get your catnip.
Are you even old enough to remember those commercials?
Your cat might be rubbing against your face pretty shortly, but, you know, whatever.
It does anyway.
Let me in, meow. Let me in.
Are you even old enough to remember
just let me smell your breath.
Don't be Bogarting that shit, man. Don't be fucking Bogarting.
I just gave him catnip this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They're sons of bitches.
What does your cat do whenever it's on catnip?
Well, the one's still a new cat.
Eats Doritos.
Yeah, yeah.
Dipped in marshmallow
and
fluff.
What she does is she'll roll in it, then eat some of it, and then she starts doing laps.
Yeah?
Oh, she just runs around the house. The other one just lays in it, and it's like,
Yeah,
I'm going to go lay in your bed and spread this all over.
Yeah, place. I like this giggle nip.
Yeah, one's mellow, and the other one does laps. And she becomes super paranoid. Like, every sound, she's just, like, flicking her head around.
They know they're onto us, man. They know we have this shit. We gotta hide it.
It's not mine.
Flush it. Flush the rest. Flush the rest.
It's not mine.
It's
man.
Not mine, man.
So one of the really magical things about cats that always made me super paranoid, and one of the reasons why I don't necessarily like to hang out with them, Stormy. No, my dog's barking.
Bad boy.
Even though we have down a cat, Stormy. So like, but when a cat just all of a sudden starts staring at a corner. Like,
oh,
up
yeah.
in the corner, like, there's some sort of spiritual being just watching you in that corner.
Well, that's where ghosts hang out. They're in corners, mostly.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Sure.
Okay. Our house is haunted. I'm just throwing it out there. And the one day, I come walking through the living room, and my mom's like, look at that. All four cats were sitting in a semicircle, looking up in a corner.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, I'm just like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, let's go to the movies.
Yeah, I actually listened to I'll give a shout out here. I listened to a podcast called Two Girls and One Ghost.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Oh, they are. They're wonderful. I'm hoping to have them on one of these days. But, yeah, they put on a pretty good podcast. Just a little shout out there.
All right, I'll check them out.
Yeah, Two Girls and a Ghost. Two Girls, One Ghost.
Two Girls, One Cup.
No. Two girls.
Google it, folks.
Two girls, one ghost. Not two girls in a cup.
Don't Google it.
Do not Google.
We got a place by us.
Yeah,
we have a place by us, and it got on Tosh.0 because they're called Two Girls in a Cupcake, and the girls are super Christian.
Yeah.
And they probably had no clue how close they were to just being absolute filth.
Their cupcakes are great.
Oh, they're the shit.
Phenomenal.
Awesome. I would lose a toe over one of their cupcakes. That's how good they are.
Hey, John Supley's watching. What's up, Supley? Yeah, their cupcakes are really good. They're in a little town called Utica in Starved Rock, Illinois.
Yep. Jeffrey, quit jerking off the cupcake talk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, I got to wonder, like, at some point somebody had to walk up to him and go, you know.
You know, and they're super sweet girls. I've met them, like, a time or two. Not outside of there. And they're just as Christian outside as they are inside. And I'm you're one step closer to hell just talking to me.
That's a bummer of a name, man.
Yeah.
Bummer of a name.
I want the t-shirt.
They would have had to have known. They would have had to have known.
Eventually.
I mean, just the way that they put it together.
I think eventually, but I don't think at first. I think that they were oblivious to. Because like I said, they're super Christian. I'm pretty sure they think the internet's the devil.
But you know, you gotta think that every time somebody like Googles, like, what was their names again? Two girls and a cupcake. So as soon as they get to cup, something's loading up before they get to cake.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I mean, they're lemon party cupcakes at best.
You know, I'm going to say, oh, what's this two girls in a cup? There's two girls in a cupcake. What's this two girls in a cup?
How great would it be if, like, all their cupcakes were named after porn titles? Like,
oh, that would be awesome.
Obscure porn titles.
Yeah.
Here's the Asian apple.
We call this one the Asian cream pie.
Bukkake!
Have you tried our Asian cream pie cupcake?
Salty. Okay, so you're in Amsterdam.
Yeah. mean, so we go around, and you know, of course, it was an interesting day. So end up going around, going through museums and through the church and everything. So we ended up doing dinner, and we do a normal night, and then we wake up to go to the next country, which we end up going to Mainz, Germany. But we have basically a day of travel between each of the countries. So there's a day of travel to get in into Amsterdam, a day at Amsterdam, a day of travel between Amsterdam and then Mainz, Germany, and then a day of travel between Mainz, Germany and Zurich, Switzerland. But we spent a day exploring in each of the countries, in each of those cities. And so each of those days where we were traveling, the weather was terrible, and it was raining, and it wasn't pouring or anything, but every day that we got to explore, the sun was out, we got to like walk around, which is another reason why I would say that it's not like the worst holiday, because it actually turned out to be quite beautiful. We got to even enjoy the interesting sights riding the train and watching the countryside kind of flow past us as we're, you know, in switching between countries and watching grape fields and all these other interesting kind of exotic things. When I really think about home, there's like nothing like anything that we saw over there here in San Antonio, Texas. There's just nothing like it.
It's because they have grass.
And, it was pretty.
Yeah, they got grass.
They have grass and no cactus.
Oh, we've got grass. It's just mostly burnt grass.
Yeah.
And the only real cactus that we have here in San Antonio, which San Antonio is kind of a hill country, so it's brought in from somewhere else, like Phoenix, Arizona, or something like that.
Did you try a beer vending machine? I know they're in Germany.
I think I did from a hotel, but one of the tastiest beers I had, which my wife ordered and I ended up finishing, was the grapefruit beer.
Budweiser. I don't know why.
Budweiser.
Ugh, terrible.
Budweiser.
Sir, that is blasphemy. You're going to drop acid, you drink Budweiser.
You don't go to Germany and then order a Budweiser.
No, and their beer's got like way more alcohol content.
I want a fucking Miller Lite. Don't you people serve beer around this place?
Yes, sir, we wash our
hands. All over this fucking country, and I not one Miller Lite.
Oh, thank God.
Exactly. I can't get a can of Skull to save my fucking life.
That's called Utopia. Unless they want to sponsor us, then we love Miller Lite.
I'm gonna abstain from Miller Lite. That's yeah.
Don't pay us in beer, please.
Wet sand.
Oh man, I just realized that I could actually jump on to the live feed with y'all.
Hey, look at you! Hey, everybody, Kurt Wake is watching.
Wyke
is watching.
God damn, you can't spell or get their names right. this haircut is why I was late.
Look, that's styling. That's looking good.
Yeah, I have a great hairstylist, Glam, over in Spring Valley, folks. Free plug. She's awesome.
Glam.
Go to Michelle.
Coincidence. In her shop, she only plays Wham.
Yeah.
So it's a Wham Glam.
Wake me up before you go. Go.
You know, that's a fucking lie. He did plan on going solo.
Yeah.
That's a fucking lie.
There you go, Andrew Ridgely. Thanks for trusting me.
Wham jokes. Those never get old.
Yeah, I bet you don't have those on your podcast.
No.
When's the last time you talked about Andrew Ridgely?
Yeah. Yeah. The next one's going to be on about Andrew Ridgely now.
We do make jokes on Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions and things like that, though.
What do you mean?
Well, they're all terrible. What do you mean? What do I mean? Between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, I mean, we lost. We all lost as Americans. We lost because they were the only two choices we had.
I'm the only guy who likes them all.
I voted for Gary Johnson.
Except for that fucking Sanders. It's a,
I don't like his chicken.
Gary Johnson.
I don't like his chicken. I don't like the crispiness of it or the extra crispiness of it.
Colonel Barry Sanders or Barry Bernie Sanders.
Bernie.
Now, if Barry Sanders would have ran,
I would have voted for him.
I would have voted for Barry Sanders.
Exactly.
If he could make Detroit watchable.
Well, I was gonna say not winning.
Yeah, he didn't, they didn't win, but if
they watched him,
he
was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So. Well, that's been awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you got anything else there, Carl, or...
Maybe you can finish your story. Well, I mean, the, keep interrupting.
There was nothing else that was really bad. I mean, that was really it. I mean, the whole vindication of going through that trip of and being exhausted and not knowing where we're going in the slightest was...
See, that's awesome, though. I like that idea. Like, yeah. Going to Europe and just going, you know, like... Not any set itinerary. It's just I'm going to go to that country, and see whatever happens. I
like that you're thumbing your nose at our name too, and just telling us about a great
holiday. Yeah, great holidays.
Yeah, you're the first one.
Hey, where the fuck did this go off the rails anyway?
Expanding on the other stuff.
Now I want to go to Europe.
I'm only trying to really talk about that terrible part, which is kind of short, but...
Yeah, I mean, it was real short, but it was nice. You know, I mean, it was actually a loving story altogether.
It sounds like an amazing trip.
It really does, yeah.
I'm down. I
would recommend it for anybody. I mean, that's a really great journey. Just whatever you do, don't spend any weekend time or Sunday time in any of those countries, because nothing is open.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we're in Zurich, Switzerland, and we have our day to go enjoy and spend time around. And, of course, luckily some of them actually spoke English. Otherwise, we would have been, you know, up a creek, essentially, because, you know, you just start Googling, like, what does this mean? But you're running off of just Wi-Fi, so you have to copy down something, take a picture of it, and then figure out what it translates to or something. But there's some nice people out there, but ultimately everything was closed.
Do you see now they got like an app where people can talk into your phone and you wear earbuds and it'll translate it for you?
That's some serious Star Trek shit there.
Yeah, if you have like the Google Pixel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. We can conquer Mexico now.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We can go to Mexico.
I took high school French, so if we ever invade Quebec, yeah. I'm important. Where's the gifts?
That's awesome.
I don't know what you would want to do in Quebec, though. I mean, what's Canada got for us?
Poutine.
Poutine?
Poutine. Oh. Poutine? Yeah.
That's close enough.
Yeah, you can get that at, really, though, you can get that at a social kitchen.
It's on any lady that you're looking for. Gosh, are you stupid or what?
Putin's in Russia, though. Putin's in Russia. That's not Quebec.
You know, I have a painting of Vladimir Putin wrestling Wolverines at my house. I got it from White Trash Peg. She's a wonderful artist.
Oh, that's
artist.
Awesome.
Oh, it's amazing. My wife hated it. Now that she's gone, I can get it framed.
There you go.
Hang that motherfucker right up.
There you go.
Over the TV.
Put it wherever you want. Over the fireplace. Over the toilet. Whatever.
I still got a Kramer somewhere here. I had it hanging in my living room for like years. It was awesome.
From Seinfeld?
Yeah, the Kramer.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah, I had it framed. It was in my living. Yeah, I had it in my living room for years, and everybody, because I had a Rembrandt hanging. I had a Salvador Dali. I didn't have a Picasso. What else?
I'm getting a Salvador Dali.
I had a Salvador Dali, which is awesome.
I don't care if it's a good one. I just want one.
And on the other wall, I had Kramer.
Well, nothing but class.
Nothing but class. So.
I'm having a Pearl Jam poster that I got framed, and Vladimir Putin. That's about the only art I have to hang. Mm. I lost all the other art in a divorce.
Okay.
Yeah, I lost about half of my art when we got together, my wife and I, but that's okay. Her art ended up being better than mine anyways.
Oh. That's what she said, right? So, like... Don't you agree, honey?
Yeah.
Yes, I do, honey. I hated all the stuff I loved. You're right.
The things you'll do for regular vagina.
Yeah. For the steady flow of...
I'm sure she's a lovely woman.
She is.
Well, that's awesome. Good for you, man. I like...
CJ, you all got nice
CJ,
wives.
That's how you do things right.
Whatever, because I can hang it. Let's see you hang a picture of Vladimir Putin fighting Wolverines.
Well, if I chose to, she would honor it. She would accept it.
See, oh my gosh.
I just wouldn't. I just really wouldn't. But
sleep in your own bed anymore?
I don't know.
By that last statement, you brought home weed from Amsterdam, is what you're saying. How long have you been married?
Almost 5 years, I think.
Oh, you better know that shit. You better know that shit.
Oh, yeah. I know what day we got married, so that I got that going.
It's not the year.
Oh, no, I'm bad with numbers.
I get in trouble every year. I get my ass kicked every year.
I could never remember if it was the 16th or the 17th.
Yeah, I know. I think it was August 26th, but I get in trouble. I shouldn't have said that. I'm going to edit that.
It's not like she listens to us.
It's actually really funny. My brother got married about 6 or 7 years before my wife and I did. And so my brother ended up, we chose a day not realizing it was my brother's anniversary. So whenever we were getting about a week out, my brother and I would text each other and like, hey, our anniversaries are coming up. What you going to do? And we'd talk about it and stuff like that. And we'd kind of nudge each other, whoever would remember first type of thing.
Hey, the first time I got married, I got married on Groundhog's Day. Best idea ever. Some little shitty holiday. old Puxatucky Phil. He pops up and, oh, hey, shit, it's my anniversary.
Happy anniversary, honey.
7 more years of bad luck.
What a classic movie that is, though, I'll tell you what.
Oh, I love that movie.
It's pretty good. Oh, Bill Murray. You need another?
Yeah.
All right. So, all right. Well, you want to give you guys another plug? And
that's how you take a 5-minute story and stretch it out to 45 minutes.
That's how it's done. That's how it's done. It was a great story, though.
Was that 45 minutes?
It was 36.
I'll take it. Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty short story, ultimately, but
it was uplifting.
Kind of
it was a great story. It was awesome. I'm real happy with it.
Like I said, we're happy you thumbed your nose at our name.
Yeah.
Here's your holidays may suck.
But yeah, but mine's fine.
The next time, for our first anniversary, we went and discovered
gold. We talked about philosophy before.
I'm in Texas. We got oil.
It's a really important thing, you know, how you consider your own personal philosophy on what you experience. And, like, the way that I grade from 0 to 10 in quality of chocolate cake that I eat isn't the same as the chocolate cake that you eat. But we grade them on that same numerical value system, but it might be the exact same cake. I would call chocolate cake a 5 because I like vanilla more, but maybe you like chocolate cake a whole lot, so you give it a 10. But everybody's worst experiences are different, but it's how we react to them. And
again, I subscribe to your philosophies.
And speaking of which, I forgot your pie at my house. I was running late. I made Ma a Christmas pie, a Hawaii pie-o.
He texts me. He's like, do you like pineapple? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, good, I made you a pie. And I'm like, what? He's like, Hawaii pie-o.
Yeah, it's pineapple, papaya, and mango.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're serious?
I'm dead serious.
Oh,
it's a Hawaii pie-o.
Oh, I thought he was just fucking with me.
No, I did make you a Hawaii pie-o.
See, now that's what a partner's supposed to do.
For his birthday, I got him a big-ass thing of scotch.
Yes, he did.
Which he drank and crunched ice the whole show, and I regretted it.
Yeah, well, you know.
Should have gave you that.
You'll hear us.
Ice crunching is the worst.
Well, you're going to hear on every one of our podcasts, you're going to hear.
I was excited you were drinking beer tonight.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I started not drinking scotch because I get too tore up near the end of it. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's like Bill Cosby doing.
Look at pudding.
Well,
just replace pudding with scotch.
Johnny Walker.
At 11:30, and he was drinking beer, and I'm like, oh, it's going to be a total shit show by 7. He switches to scotch.
Yeah. No, I'll go to scotch after we get off here. It'll be our celebratory drink of scotch. So, all right, Mike, give yourself a plug here. To where can we find you? Where can we give you money to? Go through the whole shindig, man.
We're not giving you money.
Well, we are on Patreon, although nobody has ever visited our Patreon page. So if you want to find us, though, you can do at Tetrabyte Podcast for Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook. And then we're at tetrabyte_pod for Twitter, which I need to correct that, so my bad. You can visit us on our website at tetrabytepod.live. There we go. Yeah, that's my website.
There you go.
That I ended up building.
Oh, you got a dot live.
That's a good one, too. See, what's that?
You got a dot live.
Yeah, dot live. Because, yeah, I don't know. It's something to symbolize that we're
alive?
Broadcasting something.
Okay.
I would have preferred dot cast. I think that would have been really sweet, but there isn't a dot cast, I don't think.
Mm-mm. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
We would totally be on dot cat.
Dot cat?
Yes.
You can get a dot cast or a dot cat, but you have to pay like $100 a year or something like that for it.
Yeah, fuck that. That's why we're fucked.
Yeah, that's not really. We're already arm wrestling over the
$10 we spent. That's right, folks. We can't afford this. Please donate $10.
Although you can get a dot dog for $10, but a dot cat's $100. I don't know what's up with that.
How much do you think it costs for us to get Sally Struthers to do a commercial?
A Twinkie? A Coke? I heard she's looking for work.
I think
at this point right now, we're more famous than Sally Struthers.
Probably.
She's going to be calling us for work.
Everybody knows that name.
Yeah. I still have some zingers in the refrigerator.
You know what? I like going to Nerd Fest conventions and stuff like that. And some of these guys I'm looking at going, fuck, I bet we could have you as a guest for $50.
I never thought of that. We should do, why are you pitching that shit? Oh, well.
I mean, you
had that chick from Waterboy.
Oh, Faruza. Yeah, she had a big line, though. Faruza Balk. She's bueno. You know, though, but I met my dream girl, Danielle Harris.
Who's that?
She was the little girl, not to sound too pedophile-y. She was a little girl on Halloween who grew up in... Well, she didn't grow up much because she's still like 4'11".
Yeah.
But she is in Rob Zombie's Halloween, the dark-haired girl.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She's so perkily delicious.
Perkily.
That's a word now.
It is. We're going to have that on. That might be the name of our show. Perkily.
That's how we're going to describe it now. Perkily delicious.
Perkily delicious. I like that. All right, man. Well...
You know, but... Put yourselves out there, guys. Just keep on doing what you're doing, because I think y'all are really entertaining. So I appreciate you having me on as well.
He's going to get off his partner and go, oh, those two fuckheads. I couldn't get a word in edgewise.
Those two
assholes. You're so lucky. Well, you're so lucky you picked rock instead of scissors.
They yelled and laughed a lot. I think they might have been drunk or high.
I've listened to a few of y'all's casts. This is right for what I was expecting. But it's good. It's entertaining. So I mean, that's really what it's all about for a podcast. We want to be as entertaining as possible.
Thank you.
On Tetrabyte Podcast, we aim to be somewhat informative without as much bias as possible, yeah. But still telling you it's our opinion.
I bet you do research, too.
Yeah, we have no designs on informative. Like, none.
Or research.
Research.
We'll just make shit up.
Sometimes I write shit on a whiteboard over here, but that's about it.
I have to spell out the title.
I've got a personal belief that I've developed recently that the meaning of life is to continue learning, growing, and changing. And because as humans, we've evolved so much over the past 8,000 years is the earliest that we have records of human life. You know, standing upright, we're no longer primates or like Cro-Magnon or anything like that. So we're humans at about 8,000 years of age. Or was it like, I think it's 8,000. So...
Listen to this fucker. So guess who read Rene Descartes or Kierkegaard?
Hey, speaking of evolution, I have a fun fact. There's belief in some circles.
Get ready to cringe, folks.
That at one point, like, apes were all over the earth, and that the apes that evolved into man were the ones who found psilocybin mushrooms? The ones that make you trip?
Sure.
And what it did is it made those apes, like, open up their head. So those were the apes with the bones in 2001 A Space Odyssey that were beating the shit out of the other ones. And that's where, those apes evolved and the other ones stayed chimps. Though we're more like bonobo monkeys than we are chimpanzees.
I prefer World History of the World Part 1 where they all just start jerking off and the obelisk comes down.
You know, that's very possible. And there's even, like, with THC, there's a whole bunch of other things that are inside of us that when we imbibe them, it affects our brain because it's already there, like THC and psilocybin. All those chemicals are already inside our brains, and whenever we eat those things or smoke them or drink them or whatever it is, it just activates them and unlocks that portion through those enzymes, right?
So unlocking doors.
It kind of makes sense because how else would their brains have expanded to that conscious level, which we don't even have a true definition of consciousness itself yet. So it's kind of interesting. What can you define as conscious? Is a houseplant conscious? Is a shiitake mushroom conscious? It has a nervous system, but is it conscious? Does it realize what's going on around it? And in a lot of ways, they do. Because if you pluck one mushroom or one mushroom cap from a family of mushroom, which is really one giant organism, the rest of the mushroom actually sends a nervous pulse through the rest of its nervous system. Like a ring of mushrooms in a forest, you pull just one of those mushroom caps, the rest of that ring, which is one giant organism, feels it, and you can see the electric pulse going across the other mushroom caps, alerting the rest of it.
Did you know that kale in the wild, like if it, let's say a deer comes and nibbles on it, it sends like same thing, where then the other kale will become more, they release something and become more bitter, so the deer will leave them alone.
Really?
Exactly. Yep.
And deer eat birds.
It's the circle. What?
Mm-hmm. They got to buy like trail cams where, like, let's say there's a net or something up, and there's like birds caught in it. Deer will come and eat them.
Huh. Yeah, not so innocent of a Bambi, is it?
No, Bambi's a cocksucker.
Bambi the cocksucker.
Did you marry this deer? Or...
No.
It took on your last name, right?
Yeah, well, you know.
A callback to the earlier joke.
That's all right. It all came around.
You thought I was bottle feeding them for him to get
bigger. Yeah, it looks like we're a Seinfeld episode now.
Yeah. Hey, I love recalling jokes. There's nothing funnier when you can do that and just set it up perfect.
Pop, 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 pop.
Well, yeah, but this has been great, guys. Appreciate y'all having me on.
I listen to your podcast.
Look forward to having...
And you guys are so much smarter than us.
Yeah.
I'm like, geez, what are we going to talk to smart people for? And then I realized that pretty much everybody we talk to is smarter than us.
Smarter than us.
You know, it'd be smart if just...
I believe that intelligence and smartness starts with a belief in self. You got to love and believe in yourself.
You got to believe in yourself first. That ain't going to fucking happen.
I'm the goof who gets stupid tattoos of the two. Mark doesn't have any. I'm thinking about getting... I was just talking to some dudes earlier. I'm thinking about getting Bigfoot and aliens on my thigh because I like them.
There you go. All right. Well, hey, if you want to follow Tetrabyte, you're where? You're tetrabyte.live?
You'll learn a lot more than listening to us.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Download them, Tetrabyte Podcast. And hey, if you like them, give them some money, man.
But if you want dick jokes, listen
come to us. Yeah. So, yeah, go on to Patreon. If you like what I do, if you like what they do, give a little love, you know, dollar an episode. It's not much. Just give a little. And you can find me at myworstholiday.com. You can mostly find me on iTunes because I ain't paying for anything else. We're on Twitter. We're myworstholiday. On Facebook, we're MW Holiday. And on...
You can find me at Jake and Chew on Twitter if you'd like. Jake and Chew. I go by the handle Han Solo.
There you go. Instagram or myworstholiday. And from a room next to my bathroom in my basement, this has been My Worst Holiday!